What do you see? I mean, as you mentioned, chemo radiation is difficult to go through. So these people are maybe, not in the same condition they are when they start at the point that they're starting durvalumab. What have you observed in terms of quality life impact on top of the durvalumab? Do you think it adds fatigue or any quality life issues at all?
Yeah, it does. I think overall, generally speaking, the immune checkpoint inhibitors have been tolerated quite well. But when patients develop side effects on them, they can be quite severe. So it's either you do really well and you have very little side effects, or when you have them, it can be quite severe. In terms of quality of life, the other factor that really affects patients is having to come in every 2 weeks. So there's different regimens that are being explored now every 4 weeks. That's another open question. How frequently do you have to deliver it? But coming in every 2 weeks for an indefinite amount of time or a year's time is a long time. So that's definitely a quality of life factor for patients.
How many patients do you think you had who received durvalumab in post-consolidation?
About 40 at our institutions over the last year since it became standard.
Really? Wow. And, when a patient asks you, based on your own experience and what you've read from the data, what is the likelihood that somebody's just going to cruise through the year without any problems?
I would say about 60-70% of patients do well without major issues, and another 30%, have some issues that we can address and get them through. Maybe another 5 or 10% with more severe side effects that require hospitalization or so.
I was talking to a doc who's an oncology fellow. She's a chief fellow at North Carolina. I was just thinking about the fact that I don't know if people realize who haven't been in the field for a long time how frustrating it was with locally advanced lung cancer. I mean, so many things were tried and really nothing, zero, worked at all until this really. I mean, that was the way I was seeing it.
Yeah, we have not made really any progress since 2 or 3 decades at least. I mean, there's an old study that looked at radiation at 40 rads back then, 40, 50, and 60 rads, and that showed a dose response. So 60 rads became the standard, and we're still at 60 gray. So, yeah, from just a pure dosing perspective, not much has happened other than improvement in technique and trying to minimize side effects. But the durvalumab, in terms of disease control and survival, we haven't moved the needle very much until this trial.